We have data that were collected using a stratified random sampling with allocation of sample to the strata. We input these data into SAS in a version 8 data file, and we would now like to convert that file into a WESFAR data file. We will begin by clicking on the new WESFAR data file button. This opens up the input database. We select our data file and we click on open. We need to indicate to WESFAR which variable contains the full sample weight, and in our example, the variable sample weight contains this information. We use the single arrow button to click it into the appropriate box. We would like WESFAR to consider all of our other variables as regular variables, so we click on the variables radio button, and we click on the button with the double chevron to move all of these variables into the variables box at one time. We click on File and Save As to save the data file, and we select Save. We are now ready to create the replicate weights necessary for analysis, so we click on Data and Create Weights. We are going to select the jackknife N method of creating the replicate weights because we have more than 2 PSUs per strata in our data file. Our variable called PSU is the variable that contains the var unit information, or the PSU information. We have the var unit radio button selected, and we use the single arrow to click the PSU variable into that box. We select the var strata button, and we select the variable stratum and click that into the box to indicate the variable that contains the strata information. We click on OK, and again we're asked about saving the data file. We save it. We're asked if we want to replace the previous data file, and for our purposes we will say yes. We can now see that the replicate weights have been created, and we have one more step before our data is ready for analysis. We need to attach the FPC factors to the data set. These FPC factors were created in SAS and exported into a .dat file. When doing this, you need to open up that file in some sort of editor, such as Notepad or WordPad, and remove any information from the file other than the actual numbers. So, for example, SAS included the name of the variable on the first line of that text file. WESFAR doesn't know how to read that and gives a rather cryptic error message saying that there are more strata in the text file than there are in the data file, because WESFAR was considering that variable name to be the information for the first strata. Clearly, that's not going to work, so you need to edit that data file before you use it in the attached factors. We click on Data, we click on Attach Factors, and now we select Open. We're opening an external file. We click on All Files to see which files we have, and our file here is called jackfpc.txt. You can use either a .txt or a .dat extension. Either way, it's still a text file. We select Open, and we can see that the FPC factors have been put in their appropriate place. We click on OK, and again we're asked about saving the data file. We say Save. We're asked if we want to replace it, and we say yes. The factors have now been attached, and the data file is now ready for analysis in WESFAR.